that they've wanted for years and years but haven't been able to get since they've been putting my brother and me through college.
Right. And how does that compare to cars that your friends drive or your neighbors drive?
Well, if we had done this interview like, a few months ago, I would have said, I would have said, yeah, we drive old cars. We don't, we're the outcasts of the Roswell society, but not really. Pretty standard, I would imagine. I don't think you would find like an Acura and a Lexus in most driveways. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not really sure how that compares. Man, I feel really arrogant. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I guess that's probably standard automobile for Roswell.
The people that you knew growing up, were they mostly like native Roswell people or people that moved in later on?
Most people I met, especially early on, were Roswell natives, and then in high school, people would have moved into Roswell and come from, like, a couple of my best friends, or one of my best friends was from Chicago, and she moved to Roswell in, like, the middle of high school, and there was a great deal of, I guess, influx into Roswell later.
And how well are people coming from outside integrated into the community?
Pretty well. Obviously Northerners not quite as well. And I say that laughingly, but I think that's true in most places in the South, just because wow, they talk really different, or wow, they're really rude sometimes. I don't know, it's your usual stereotypes like that. Right. Sort of give them a little bit of a harder time, but embrace everyone more or less equally.
So where would you say that most of the people that were moving came from?
All over. I guess mostly the South, but really all over California, Chicago, the Midwest, Northeast, all over, but mostly the South.
And do you think there's any amount of time that people need to live here before they consider themselves or people consider them from Roswell?
I don't know. I think that's more dependent on the individual.
All right. How would you describe the historic area to someone who had never been there before?
Historic Roswell. It's just sort of an older part of town. You've got the Roswell Mill nearby. You've got some of the nicest restaurants in Roswell down along that little strip over by where those churches are I mentioned. Like an art gallery. There's Go With The Flow if you ever want to go kayaking or canoeing or whatever. I'm trying to think of other places in downtown Roswell. It's just a really nice area of town. I don't know if scenic's the right word. It's just nice because there'll always be people out walking in that area. It's I guess a lot of trees, a lot of just a nicer area of town.
Okay, and how often would you say that someone goes down there?
Well, I drive through it at least once a week just to get to church. But as far as hanging out down there, I've only been down there a couple times with my family to visit the art gallery. I forget what the art gallery's name is, but my parents will go to the art gallery every once in a while. My brother and I will get them gift certificates to go eat at one of the restaurants there. I forget the name of it. But I've only been down there of my own volition to go With The Flow maybe, or to, hang out in, I guess there's like a sort of, how am I describe this? Like a grassy park area, like across from the mill where they'll set up lights at Christmas time. I've